We're live at EXT. I'm Chris Wink with Leslie Mendelson. Hi, Leslie.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You have a new record, Love and Murder?
Yes, I do.
It's been a while, though, since your last record. What was taking you this long to put another record out? It's been a few years.
Life. I never stopped playing music. It was just the recording process got a little tricky. I have a record that just never came out, and then a couple of false starts. And yeah, this one came out, and I'm so thrilled that it did.
Maybe they just weren't the right starts, the other ones?
Yeah, I don't know. Timing's everything, isn't it? And the stars align this time, so...
Tell me about this album, Love and Murder. It's got a bit of a vibe to it. Did you write all the songs sort of together to make this vibe, or what'd you do?
Interestingly enough, no. When I was working with the producer, Mark Howard, we were looking for songs that had a tie in together. There's some stuff that's newer, some stuff that I've written, like The Circus Is Coming to Town Again. That was one of the first songs I wrote when I came to New York City, so that's a bit older. And then a few songs in between that maybe have been on a couple on the records that didn't come out. And not to say those recordings won't surface again, but this was just a stripped down version of these kind of songs, so that was the vibe. And definitely a melancholy, bit of angst, a bit of love, heartache. There's a lot of feelings on this record.
It seems a bit romantic. It seems a bit mysterious.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit, not dark, but like dusky. Like, you know, as you head off to twilight kind of feel.
Wow. I like that. Yeah, there's definitely an arc to the record. I guess the songs all do fit together, and I feel like it is a good record. Like, they all, there's a bit of a peak in the middle, and then, you know, kind of like it ramps up to a lot of emotion, and then it hits a peak, and then I feel like we'll call it side B. Definitely has a lighter arc to it. It's balanced that way, but I like the twilight dusk thing you said. That's cool.
And it was interesting that you're telling me that they weren't all written together, because the songs that are yours, you had to do a few covers on the record as well, but the songs that are yours have a very cohesive feel. It's almost like you did write them with the thought of each other, of these songs together.
Well, I guess that's cool, because it means maybe I have a vibe to my writing then that's been happening for a long time. And there's so many songs that have been written in the last 10 years, but it's interesting how we went for particular moods. It kind of tells a story over the last 10 years that maybe I didn't even know I was writing.
We're live at EXT. Leslie Mendelson's here. Her record is called Love and Murder. Mark Howard, how did you get hooked up with him to produce this record?
It's a good question. I don't know. He just emailed me, cold called me. Yeah, I think a friend of a friend or something like that. He heard me. He heard me on probably YouTube or something and liked my voice and said, hey, you want to make a record? Yes. And it was really easy to make. We spent 3 days in a house. He converted into a studio, the big living room, big cathedral ceiling. Piano, some guitars, some extra instruments, and 3 days we did it.
The song Jericho starts the record. Do you want to play that one for us?
Sure.
Do you want to say anything about it?
Well, in the midst of the darkness, I guess, in this record, I feel like there's hope in this song. It's a meditation for hopefulness, trying to break through whatever is in your way.
Remember how we'd hang our hearts on a nylon string. It was all we ever needed. It was everything. We're going round and round, trying to get back to another world, to Jericho. To shine on you and I, looking for a heart of gold. Oh, Jericho, we're going round and round, and we're trying to get back to another world. We're trying to get back where the sun used to shine on you and I.
Happy 10th birthday, WEXT. This is Leslie Mendelson. Here's to another 10 years of great radio in the 518. You've left regular radio behind. You're listening to Exit 97.7 WEXT.
Been down a road I know I shouldn't have gone. Done something that I know I shouldn't have done. I'll do anything to go back, but what's done is done, and you gotta carry on. You pick up the pieces that we left behind. Do anything to find some peace of mind. When you were mine, all of the lonely sit around aching, waiting for the day to come. But I don't want to be just another of the lonely ones. I could give up or I could fight. Nothing's ever black or white. I wanna love you tonight. And I know you think a little lightning out. And I know you think I'm out of chances now. Oh, give me just a shot in the dark, and I'll make it up to you. Baby, I promise to all of the lonely sit around aching, waiting for the day to come. But I don't want to be just another of the lonely ones. I could give up or I could fight. Nothing's ever black or white. Lord knows I've tried. another of the lonely ones. Wanna love you tonight.
We're live at EXT. There's Leslie Mendelson playing the song Love You Tonight. Her record is called Love and Murder. You've been writing with Steve McEwen for a while.
Yes.
Tell me about that partnership.
We met in New York maybe about 8-9 years ago, and we have a mutual friend, James Maddock. We were all hanging out one night, and I think there was a band that was playing at a bar called the Skirt Chasing Drunks. I just became friends with that lot because Steve just came over from England, and James had been here for a little while, and we were all just good buddies and friends, and then Steve and I just started writing together. We just kind of, yeah, we've been writing ever since.
And do you write, like, every song that you have put together for with him, or?
Well, this album, yes, besides the covers. I'd say primarily my main writing partner.
Now, speaking of covers, you do a few, three on here, I think, mm-hmm. right? Was there a reason for these three?
No. No, they happened spontaneously. It was very, very organic. Just Like a Woman. I mean, I've always been a fan of that song. Right. I love the way Nina Simone does it. I like the woman's take on it. And I just started strumming it the first morning we started recording because it was just easy, and I grabbed a ukulele, which I don't really play either, so I could play about 3 or 4 chords on it. And I just started playing. I was like, oh, this is Just Like a Woman. And I started singing it. I just know that song anyway. So I started playing, and I was like, oh, this sounds pretty good. And Mark's like, let's just, and he was getting all the mic sounds up, so it just kind of happened, and we recorded it, and there it was.
What about the Bill Monroe song?
I've always had a love affair with old country music. I just like it. I love singing it, like belting out a good country song. And I didn't know if it was going to make the record, but it just had a, it felt like a good balance to some of the heavier material.
And then the final one is the one you do with Bob Weir.
Yeah.
Bob Weir.
Bobby.
Wow. Like, really? Wow.
I know. That was great. I met him a few years ago when I was living in London, actually, and I was managed by The Who's management, Trinifold, and Justin Kreutzmann, who's the son of Bill Kreutzmann. His son's a filmmaker, and he was doing a documentary on Pete Townsend. So he was in England when I was there. And my manager's like, come over and check this girl out. And then he was just like, found out I was ahead. He sent some stuff I did over to Bob, and then they invited me to do a We're Here, when he used to do this, what are they called, webcasts.
Sure.
Which was great. It was such a cool, weird thing. And he was like David Letterman kind of style interview. And whoever he was interviewing or the special guest that day, we'd play. In my case, we did some of my originals. We did some Grateful Dead stuff. We did covers. And
did you do Blue Bayou then?
We didn't do that song that day, but we that was a couple of years later. We just played it a few weeks ago when I was out in Marin.
So what made you guys decide that this was the song that you were going to do together?
I had a couple years after we met, I've always been doing some stuff out at TRI. That's the studio in Marin. That week, they started rehearsing for Dead & Company. At the end of the week, I had a little room in the back, and I was just kind of, at the end of the week, I was just messing around with the song because I always liked it. He heard me sing it and he's like, this is one of my favorite songs. I'm like, come on. And he's like, yeah. And then we just started singing it together. He's like, let's go record it. And so we went to the main room. That was it. 2 guitars, 2 vocals, and we did it. And it made it on the record because it just, again, it just fit. It was just perfect.
Yeah, it does. It fits right in there.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. Well, Leslie, thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Leslie Mendelson is her name, and her record is called Love and Murder. You want to finish off with Blue Bayou?
Sure.
All right.
Feel so bad, I've got a worried mind. Feel so lonesome all of the time. Since I left my baby behind on Blue Bayou. Saving nickels, saving dimes. Working till the sun don't shine. Looking forward to happier times. on Blue Bayou. I'm going back someday, come what may, to Blue Bayou, where we sleep all day and the catfish play on Blue Bayou. All those fishing boats with their sails afloat that I could only see. A familiar sunrise through sleepy eyes, how happy I'd be. Oh, to see my baby again and to be with some of my friends. Maybe I'll be happy again on Blue Bayou. I'm going back someday, come what may, to Blue Bayou, where the folks are fine and the world is mine on Blue Bayou. Oh, that boy of mine by my side, the silver moon and the evening tide. Oh, some sweet day, gonna take away this hurting inside. I'll never be blue, my dreams come true on Blue Bayou.
Hey, I'm Leslie Mendelson. This is 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit977.org.